Blog Talk Radio.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though ambition flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, it's born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed, this that I got. I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, you almost probably switch inside your DNA.
Hey, that don't crank, man. Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to play it that long, but I just got caught up. You know how sometimes you listen to a song and the words of that song just like, oh, they just engulf you, you know? And yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday / Friday night edition of Kale's Corner. Before we even get started, I want to say thank you guys for Tuesday's show. Man, that show was, as we used to say, all that bag of chips. You hear me? It was great conversation, and we just you know kept going on and on and that Tuesday's show was the type of show that I thought when I was thinking of Kale's Corner. I'm serious, just the back and forth, the banter, the smart remarks, the side stuff. I loved it all. And I want to tell you guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was truly appreciated. You know, last night, I was sitting back and just thinking about it, and I was just like, man, I really enjoy the online participation. Say that 5 times. I really enjoy the live in studio, the text messages. I mean, y'all don't understand. We have so much going on here, and I'm thankful to my co-host. Because she right there with me and staying on top of what needs to be stayed on top of, you know, and I just appreciate that, you know. I heard that it's best and you should give people their flowers while they can accept them. So yeah, I'm giving you all flowers while you can accept them. And saying just thank you so much. And you guys just do not know how much you are appreciated. For real, you know. Now that I done got the mushy stuff. Come on, Lady T.
Can I second the motion, please, and thank you. I want to second that motion, and I want to raise it by 200 scores. Thank you.
Okay. She raised that motion on me, y'all. I wasn't even expecting that. See what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Raise that mosey, girl. Let them know, huh? Yeah, we really, you know, like
we
I said,
really
we can't. Yes, we cannot say it enough. We cannot say it enough. Okay, thank you guys. Keep on moving on, and we gonna be all right. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. On today's episode, we'll discuss the MLB playoffs, pitch by pitch, hit by hit. There's some amazing things going on, y'all. And Tuesday, when we were on, the Yankees and oh my goodness! Who was the team that you were playing?
Who was that Yankees?
Come on, help me out. Yeah, I know, right? Ain't that some mess?
Because it's been so much going on, like so much going on.
Right.
The Yankees
played the Guardians. Okay. Yes. And the Yankees beat the Guardians 5-1. So, we got to talk about them Yankees, man, and they moving on and doing their thing. So we definitely going to do a little discussion on them now, Yankees. Yeah, talk about.
Okay.
You know, we're going to discuss. We're going to welcome back the NBA. We're going to discuss welcoming back the NBA. And Tuesday, we were so busy caught up in the top 10 list coaches that I didn't even announce that it was opening night for the 2022-23 season. And it started out with a bang. Do you hear me? Y'all know what? My co-host is officially Patty. I'm trying to tell y'all. She had me going on YouTube to look at LeBron and the Lakers' face when Golden State were accepting their championship ring.
Hey.
I'm trying to say, listen, if y'all haven't seen it, please Google or YouTube that and look. Hey, listen, I have never, ever seen LeBron look as peed off and disturbed as he did, you know, that day. So, you gotta see it. And they lost. So we gonna get into all of that. And Lady T is going to bring her week 7 edition of Lady T's Picks. Don't forget. Remember, I hope you guys wrote it down and you're ready. You know, last week we had a discrepancy because somebody forgot to give their winning score for the Monday night game. So you guys be ready. Give everything you need to give because we want everybody to have the opportunity to win. We are fair and fair all type of show here at Kale's Corner.
Yes, we are.
But I need my brother Tang here because I want to discuss Jerry Jones and Robert Craig. You know what I mean? And they beef. You know what's beef? Beef is when you need your mama to start the Jeep. I want to know what's up with Jerry and Rob here. You know, what's going on for real, you know? Anyway, we're going to discuss week 7 of the NFL. and what you guys' expectations are. What do you guys think is going to happen? I know with Lady T's picks, we're going to pick the teams that win, but I really want to discuss or go into how these teams are going to win. What do you think is going to happen to produce each team's victory, okay? All right, all these topics and much more on today's Kale's Corner episode.
Right.
Y'all can join us online with Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Also, you can call in to the studio live with DMV Kale and Lady T at 563-999-3782. Join us, please, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and enjoy the show. Y'all talking about?
Yeah.
All right. Lady T, you got anything you want to say, baby?
No, we good, bro. We good.
Okie doke. All right.
Yeah.
Let's take a quick commercial break. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. And we'll be right back. On move it, don't stop. No, and that's just what we're gonna do. MLB, Justin Verlander now has the most postseason strikeouts in MLB history with 215. That's a lot of strikeouts. That is a lot of strikeouts. So congratulations to Justin Verlander on a marvelous postseason career. And that's the beauty of it, y'all. This is only in the postseason. We're not even talking about his complete career, regular season included. This is just the postseason. 215 batters.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They at home, though, bro.
Yeah,
he had
but,
that nice
but
old
still.
Record
sitting
at home.
Yeah, well,
oh,
hey,
but
hey.
You know
first,
what?
When,
I'm sorry.
Once
that's my
go
coming
home,
out again. That's my stupid petty coming
they
out
go
again.
Home, once they go home, you can talk their personal achievement. Now it ain't
that's
up
true.
to the whole team thing. Then you can talk their personal achievement. So, hey, to me, congratulations is still in order. So
me too.
I'm going to give my – hey, what I say earlier, get them people their roses while they can smell them. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah.
Facts.
For the first time in history, brothers, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Facing each other in the postseason. We have Lord have mercy. I can't even pronounce my own head. The Padres and the Phillies. They have the Nola brothers, Dustin and what's the other one name? Austin
and Justin.
Aaron and Austin. Right.
Aaron Nola.
Right.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Aaron and Austin Nola. You know what? I'm gonna have to start just talking to Reach and read this stuff to her. And have her write it for me. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's what I think of this. You know, but yeah, these brothers are facing off for the first time in MLB history. It seems like a lot of history is being made here right before our eyes with this MLB. And I, for one, am loving it. I'm enjoying it. I am enjoying it. You know, we were asking the question at one time and wondering what could happen to the game to make it a little more interesting and great for us. And Padres with Drury and Josh Bell hit back-to-back home runs to save the Padres versus the Phillies. And that back-to-back home runs rarely happens, y'all. It rarely happens. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for that to happen and save the Padres versus the Phillies, because, I mean, the Phillies right now, they on something different, Therese. That Phillies team on something. Them Bammers is motivated. You hear me? I don't know where they getting it from or how they feeling about things, but they're motivated. They want that champ, that World Series trophy. They want that title. So more power to them. But the Padres found
right
a
now.
Way. Exactly. And I thought honestly, okay, the Phillies just going, you know, mop them
Man.
Up and move on. You know, and move on. But them Bammers say, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't count us
out. The Padres hit eight. They hit eight.
Yeah, exactly.
They said, y'all, we're
going
to get back to doing what we do best. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Small ball, long ball, whatever ball it takes, that's what we're going to do.
It don't matter. It don't matter. And in that Houston Yankees game,
uh-huh.
Man, I was on the end of my seat. I was like, ooh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good.
Right.
And
right.
Houston took game one. I said, looky. Houston took game one of the Houston and Yankees. I couldn't even call 57. I said, I ain't calling them. I ain't going to chop my head off. I'm just going to talk trash on the show. And then after the show, I'm still not going to call them because they still in it. You know what I mean? They still in. They can come back. You know, they got a game today at 7:30. So.
Right.
You know.
Right.
They may tie the game up.
They may tie the series. We never know. One will
never know.
Thing we can say and we can predict is going to be a hell of a game. We can say and we can predict that because so far in this MLB playoffs, they've been some hell of a game for real. Now that all of the, and I hate to call these guys trash because nobody was trash that makes it to the postseason, but let's say all of the not ready to advance teams are out the way. Now we're getting, you know, into the nitty gritty. Let's take a phone call. Stop laughing, Tree.
Okay. I'm here.
What's up, Lou? What's
hey,
up, brother?
Lou.
All right.
Well, depending on how you feel about, you know, between game five of the Yankee series with the Guardians, and game one of this series with the Astros, as a completely different, completely different story because, you know, we look flat against the Astros, which I'm not surprised by because they got some lineup. And, of course, if Verlander stays in this game, I think we're in a lot of trouble.
Oh.
You think y'all in trouble?
Yeah.
Please elaborate.
Yeah, because,
please tell me,
I mean,
57 on his line. I want to know if he thinks
the
same
game.
Thing.
Oh.
No, he's not here yet.
He is one of the best pitchers in the game.
Why is it that you say that, Lou? Why do you think you guys are in trouble?
Right.
When you go over the pitcher and a hitter's line like they have, you know, it doesn't leave much room for error here, so we got to do all we can here. However, I do think that this is not going to be an easy series either. You know, we're looking at least six games. because the Yankees also go at home too. So this could be, you know, a very tough series, which I am expecting.
I think it's going to go seven.
It's a high probability it will.
Yeah. I mean,
of course, we're getting more rainouts because that can happen again too. That's the last thing we need.
I mean, I look at it like this. All season, we've watched the Yankees go up and down, back and forth, all season. And they have somehow been able to overcome and pull things out when they really, really seriously needed it. So I'm not going to... I'm not going to count the Yankees out just yet. It was one game,
right?
And no, they didn't look marvelous, great in that one game. But you know, I think we gotta give them a little time. You know, and I know it's
how
it's,
much time.
It's, yeah, exactly. I was just about to say that. I know that it's the playoffs, you know, and you don't have a whole lot of time. But over the years, not just this season, over the years, the Yankees have shown the ability to turn the switch on when it's most needed. So I'm not worried about the Yankees losing this one game. I always say, the series doesn't start till somebody loses at home anyway. So
that series
has started. That series has started, and we're going to see where these guys take it from this point. But I understand, Lou. If I was a Yankee fan, losing would give me a slight pause as well. But I'm telling you, I always have to do this with my team, for real, because I'm like, oh, my goodness, how they do this and that. Man, they fire them. Let me. But just calm down. It's six more games.
Right.
The Yankees only got to win four. And, you know, you got to have faith in your team. They can pull that four games out. So, just give them a chance. Give them a chance.
Yeah.
Give them an opportunity. And
well, now we got to wait for 5 years.
Well, yeah. You know, and the Yankees play again tonight, right? Houston and the Yankees?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They play again tonight. So we'll see exactly where they are. I'm telling you, because the Dodgers has already lost and gone home, it just seems to me like baseball won't allow all of these hot teams to go home. It just seems like that it won't happen to me. I don't know. I don't know why I feel this way, but I do. So let's go, Yankees. Let's go, Yankees.
Let's go.
Let's take another call. 5913, you're on the corner with Taylor Lady T. Who's calling?
Well, we got to keep talking about the Yankees.
Who else doing their thing, Cap? Who else doing their thing right now?
The Phillies, bro. The Phillies doing better than anybody out there because they had the lowest
expectations. That ain't surprising.
We talked about them first. You didn't talk about them at length,
and I didn't hear it go Phillies. I heard go Yankees.
We didn't have you here.
I'm here. I appreciate it.
We want to get all into it and didn't have you. You know what I'm saying? We, you know, that's unfair.
But you know what I like, though, when a real Most of America not really. Y'all got to excuse me. My daughter is, so she will be making noise. But most, you know, most fans don't really get into baseball until this time of the year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like you got a lot of casual fans that's jumping in now, but sound like Lou, 57, Mac, Lady T, seem like y'all in it, you know, all year round. I like that. So we can really talk at length. But there's some real good, there's some good stuff, man. You know, pitching and great defense beat good hitting all day. And that's what you think.
All day long. All day long, man. All day long. And not just good hitting, but timely hitting. You know, I remember when the year before the Nats won the World Series, we would get hit, but it was always at the wrong time. It was always at the wrong. Nobody on base you know, we'll get a hit the first person up at bat, and then we'll get three outs following that first person. So we had a lot of untimely hits and wasted hits. That year we won the World Series, it was perfectly on time. Everything was on time. Them boys was rolling along like a locomotive, and I loved every minute of it. So, Cap, hey, listen, I'm going to be honest. Before the Nationals, I was a casual watch the playoff type baseball fan.
Right.
But since the Nationals, and I had the opportunity to really, really feel the inspiration that postseason baseball gives, man, it's nothing like it. It's nothing like it.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. When you jump right in it, you really don't comprehend just the playoffs in the World Series. When you go through the whole 162 games, you see how the Phillies was stinking it up in September leading into the playoffs. So they went on like a 7 out of 8 losing streak. They're like, oh, these chumps, they're going to blow it again. And then the turnaround, oh, they won't beat the Cardinals. Pujols is going to kill them, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, they definitely won't beat the Braves. You kidding me? The world champs knocked them out the box. Now here in San Diego showing off. I'm like, wow. So the crimes went.
Well, that's the even series now.
Yep, 1-1. Yeah.
Probably give.
And the crime has went down in Philly. So I guess because they playing a little bit.
Yeah,
because
everybody watching the game. They know.
Yeah. The Eagles and the Philly. Yep.
Yeah, we'll take it. I take it all day.
Yeah, hey, man. Hey, look, and it's nothing like when you have two teams in one city that's hot at the same time. Boy, I'm telling you, you can't tell people, boy, you can't tell people from that city, Nathan, at all.
Nathan. Especially a city where they think Rocky is real, so you can't tell them nothing.
And we had Joe Frazier in real life, but they love Rocky.
Much obliged. Come on, 007. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Shocked, yeah. Hey, what's up, y'all? Happy Thursday.
Hey, happy Thursday, double O.
Hey,
look. Y'all absolutely right about that Philly thing. Meek Mills and Kevin Hart, as we would say, say it with your chest. I mean, it's going down. Like y'all said, Kanye West would say, he can't tell me nothing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have to root for the East. You know, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to go with Philly, you know, to go to the World Series. I like Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper, I feel as though if he would have stood another year with us, we probably would have went to the World Series, you know, but that's that. You know, we got World Series the next year after, but him being positioned to put himself in the World Series, I'm excited for him. I just hope he gets that. Let's go number three.
Yeah,
I don't really care if he get it or not, because how he wanted to be out with, you know, and all the, you know, with the D.C., he can't stay here and, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
Like, he made this big old to-do about nothing. So, I mean, if he make it and he get it, kudos. I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
But if he don't, oh, well, try again next year like everybody else.
I mean, the reason why I say that because when he won the home run derby, I was, you know, kind of mad when he left after the season. But seeing him in his voice, I'm happy for him. You know, I'm wearing the All Star jersey as we speak, y'all. Hey, look, what you better do right now?
Right.
I mean, let me say this.
He can have
I don't. Bryce Harper. Let's be real, y'all. Let's be 100 with each other.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper did not leave D.C. on the best terms. He didn't. Now,
no.
Bryce left with beef with management. He left with beef with players, and you know the organization as a whole. So and yes, it was an easy decision, you know. Phillies was willing to give him $400 million. Bye. See y'all. You know, I have no problem with him making a financial decision for himself. But let's not act as if Bryce didn't want to go and the money was so enticing that he couldn't, you know, see himself doing anything but signing. Bryce wanted out of D.C., man. He wanted to go. And we saw that last season. I mean, that season when the Nats did go to the World Series and win it, there was no one more openly objective and brokenhearted than Bryce Harper. The way that they showed him and portrayed him on TV, he did not want the Nationals to win at all. And guess what? I'm not mad at him. I can understand why he didn't want us to win. I understand that wholeheartedly. But at the same time, you know, now that it's your turn, dude, I remember how you felt when we went. And I'm not saying I'm not rooting for Bryce Harper and the Phillies. I'm just saying let's know all the facts of Bryce Harper exiting D.C. That's all.
Yeah. And
well, that's not what I don't
only
like
thing him. I remember, what I remember about that, in the bottom of the ninth, he was last at bat, and he had a chance to win that game, and he didn't deliver.
No, he didn't.
Nope.
That's
what I remember about that.
There is.
You can't hit them all.
You know, and to be honest, the job that he's doing in Philly is way more commendable than the job he was doing here in Washington, because he had that beef. Because he had that beef and that discord with the organization, think that affected
yeah.
the young man's output. And so
yeah.
when he left, if I must say so, it was time for him to go. It was the best time for him to go. And again, Bryce Harper has one of the best comments in a post-game interview I've ever heard when he told the reporter, "That's a clown question, bro." Mm-hmm. I'm going to remember that.
Yeah.
I'm going to remember that. Oh, my days. When they was asking him about drinking after the game, going out with the guys and having a drink, and he was still underage. And Bryce was like, "Man, that's a clown question, bro." And I was just like,
right.
"Oh, man. DC getting into
straight
him.
Like
you
that,
know what
too.
I mean? Yay, because he
was straight
a
like that.
Quick. Yay, yay. So, yeah, that was a great thing. But like I say, if he wins, congratulations. If the Phillies win, congratulations, Cap. Your boys pulled it out. But
yeah.
all I'm saying is if he doesn't win, he ain't going to hurt me that much. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, you know what? That's feeling I had. Like, if you don't win, oh, well, but I'm happy for him. I ain't going to hate on you. But if you don't win, that's
right.
on you.
Exactly, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on in here, Ty.
And they all say amazing right now. I'm just a firm believer of wherever you work, you have to be happy where you're at. You just got to be so happy. It don't even feel like work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's what I always felt.
Lady T,
and
that's 100% fact right there. That's 100%
mm-hmm.
fact right there, Lady T.
Yeah.
We all changed.
Mm-hmm.
We all done changed jobs in our lifetime.
Yeah.
True
because
that.
I'm telling
or.
And then your job needs to fit your personality. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Reese. She's so helpful and caring. Like, I think she should be in healthcare. And, you know what I'm saying? And which she is. So, you know, what you do fit you. I ain't putting your business out there, but what you do fit you. What I used to do, I used to work in corrections. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I got a potty mouth. I couldn't work at the school with the children, you know? So I had to work with the adult children. Where so if I slipped up, it was okay because everybody is grown. You know what I'm saying? That's just like with Bryce.
Right.
He was here, even though he made a little stink in the funk and how he left and all of that. He just wasn't happy at his job. Now, in Philly, he's happy. So you're going to see a better
change
outcome
scenery.
Because he's happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool.
So
that's cool.
I like that analogy.
I agree 1,000%. I agree 1,000%. Come on in here, Brother Tang. What's happening?
King Corner family, much love and respect. How everybody doing today? What's up, big bro?
Double
07 Cap. I hear all y'all on here. 57.
Yeah, you know
how. Lou and all the gang. I agree
you know
with you, man. Like you say, man. If you love your job, you love your job. Whatever it is, you got to keep on doing it because them bills have to be paid. Simple as that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I agree that Bryce did want to get out of here because, you know, Bryce was more embarrassed, too. When Pablo Bond choked
mm-hmm.
the man, he was more embarrassed, too. That's another. I think choke wouldn't have happened, I don't think Bryce would have been gone. The choke was the whole thing that made him say, "I'm out of here."
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot about that thing. That was a great point. I forgot all about the
choke.
He's a trailblazer, that man.
It was over the fact that Pablo Barr thought that Bryce didn't run the base out on a hit. But it wasn't that Bryce didn't run the base out. He knew it was an out. He knew he was out. So I kind of understand. What am I going to haul tail down to first base,
right?
Just for the baseball to be waiting for me there. That don't make any sense.
It's
baseball
etiquette, bro. That's baseball etiquette. You got to run everything out.
And that's true because I've seen a lot of plays. I agree with Cap because I have seen plays this year that when they ran it out and it been a muffed up throw or the ball bounced a certain way. So I agree with Cap that you're supposed to run it out. But Pablo Bonds still shouldn't have choked him out, though. Because he was the OG. He was the OG to Bryce. He was supposed to gather young up and say, look, man, don't, we got to run the, bases up because we don't know if we get it. Nah, he gathered them all the way up. Right. All the way up. See?
Yeah.
He shouldn't have did that. But
he
I agree with you, Cap. Run that base all the way out.
He Martin Luther King Avenue, Bryce Harper. He took that back in the MLK. But I agree. I agree with you all. Being the same thing we said about Draymond Green, being the elder statesman on the team, dog, you shouldn't have put your hands on that man. You should not have put your hands on that man. That was wrong. That was real wrong.
That's wrong.
Dead wrong.
You know. Hey, listen. If nothing else, y'all, we got five more good games of baseball to look forward to. So hey, let's get it in. Let's get it in and enjoy. And the World Series will be here before we know it.
Oh.
All right. We'll be right back. Double O seven,
hey,
boy, you a trip, boy. I heard.
Hey, look, thank you for that. On Instagram, check me out on Instagram tonight.
Hey, 007 said, look, did you hear the tree? While the song was playing, first came on, he figured out what it was. He was like,
yeah.
Boy, it's funny, man. All right, y'all. Basketball NBA opens up Tuesday night. I'm gonna read off a few of these games. The Celtics got the 76ers 126-117. Golden State Warriors got the Lakers 123-109. The Pistons got the Orlando Magic 113-109. My Wizard, got the Pacers 114-107. The Raptors got the Cavaliers 108-105. The Bulls got the who was that, Houston that they beat?
The Heat.
116-108. Miami Heat fell to the Chicago Bulls. The Pelicans got all in the net.
Oh, my goodness.
130-108.
Yeah.
Houston fell to the Hawks, 117-107. The Grizzlies gave it to the Knicks, 115-112. And the Timberwolves gave it to the Thunder, 115-108. Listen. All this tells me, y'all, is we about to see a whole lot of basketball this season with no defense. With no defense, man. So if you love defense, now I'm not going to say round about the second half of the season after the All-Star break when teams really, really get to fighting for a playoff position.
Right.
I'm not going to say these guys won't start playing defense then. But if they don't, it will not surprise me because of the way that things are starting out. Do you guys realize I didn't read one team under 100 points? Everybody had the lowest was Houston with 107. And the greatest was the Pelicans with a 130-108 victory over the Nets. So I don't want to put this on the NBA this early because it is so early, really. So I don't want to say that this is the type of chicanery we're going to see all season. But, you know, I'm the type of basketball fan that like defense. See guys playing defense. Shooting the ball in the hoop, yeah, okay, that's cool, that's fine, that's dandy. But changing guys' minds and making them do what you want them to do, hey, that's what I love. That's what I love, and that is defense. So hopefully, you know, the Tuesday night was just opening night jitters, if you guys follow me. Everybody working out the ain't, you know, because they were so excited to be back, you know, playing. But
yeah,
whatever, whatever it is, it needs to be some defense involved, man. There has to be some defense involved. I'm serious.
Ain't gonna happen.
You can't help it. You got big men out there shooting threes. You got some centers and power forwards out there shooting threes.
The money is in scoring. Think about it. When baseball was at its peak, all the home runs was hit. You feel me?
Right.
NFL said you ain't gonna keep jacking up these receivers. We're gonna let Manning get 5 touchdowns with 400 yards. So you can't touch the receiver here. You can't do that. Basketball. You can't hand check. You can't do all that. They want to see scoring, bro. They want to see up and down. The NBA has turned into AAU / EuroLeague.
Wow.
That's going to suck.
And that.
When it,
yeah, yeah.
When it's
turn again.
That is
going to
suck.
Turn again. That's going to suck.
Yeah, that's going to suck.
That is going to
That's what I'm going to be looking at bull riding, and I'm going to be looking at the horses race. That's when I'm going to be doing some other sports because it ain't no way I'm going to be watching no just running up and down and you let him – like All-Star Weekend. That's what it's going to turn out to be. It's going to be All-Star Weekend the whole game, period.
That,
it's going to be All-Star Weekend. See how – 200. It's going to be 200 the 250. What?
You ain't lying.
I'm gonna be sitting around with my man Debo. We drinking a cup of coffee and talk about we remember the Pistons.
Exactly.
How they had games where teams weren't scoring more than 79 and 60, and even a game where teams didn't score number 58 on. Nah, I'm not talking about the bad boys. I'm talking about Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, Chauncey Billups, Tayshaun Prince, Rip Hamilton, them guys.
Mm-hmm.
Them guys.
Oh, the 2004 one.
Yes, sir. They played a hell of a defensive game. They played a hell of a defensive game. And you know what? Now I think about it.
The closest you're going to get to defense in this league right now is Thibs, the Knicks. That's the closest.
Maybe that's why Rasheed Wallace didn't go to the Lakers. Remember, it was reported that Rasheed was talking about going with Darvin Ham to the Lakers. And maybe that's why.
And then all of a sudden, he wasn't.
Cap, you might be on to something with that, Cap. You may be on to something with that because
Rasheed wanted to be controlled by LeBron, bro, period.
Yeah, that's it. There is that.
Yeah, he got him out of there. He got him out of there. As soon as he knew them personalities wasn't going to click and he wasn't going to be able to listen to him, he was like, nah, this ain't going to work. Because I'm going to free-rail him up in here.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
They got Drummond in Hollywood now, right? It's Drummond in Hollywood, right?
Yeah.
It's drama
free.
They just.
Oh, man. I knew it. No, it was.
That's
it's
gonna
not
be drama
work.
Anyway.
Yeah, the Lakers gonna be
go
drama anyway. And y'all gotta understand.
They go 9-71.
The Lakers. Y'all gotta understand what the Lakers' strategy is here. Okay. If they're talking about us and Russell Westbrook, then they're not talking about us as a team that's losing, because we have someone to blame it on. We have someone to say, oh, well, if we could have found a trade for dude, we could have got this piece or we could have gotten that piece. As long as Russell Westbrook is there, then they feel like, okay, yeah, we got somebody that we can blame this on. And it's not fair.
But Kale,
and it's messed
but
up.
But, Kale, even in that game, when you watch that game, Russell Westbrook was the only one that showed up.
Exactly.
I watched the whole game. So they can't blame nothing on him. This game was totally on LeBron and his crew, everybody except Russell.
But did you watch?
Nobody help him out.
The day after? Did you watch First Take the day after?
No,
I didn't. Your boy Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharpe, they put all that beef on Russ. They put all on Russ. And I was like, Russ had the best stat line of anybody on the team.
On the team.
How you going to put that on him? Plus the turnover margin. We know Russ usually gives you 9-10 turnovers just stepping on the court. Russ had like 2, maybe 3 turnovers all night. Come on, man.
But
come on.
Let me add this to it. In last year when Russ played with the Lakers, right? People don't know this, but he played the most games out of everybody on the team. He played 78 games last year, right? He played 78 games last year. So, of course, his stats going to look way crazier than everybody else because y'all ain't playing.
Exactly.
So, when you look at his stats, it don't show the real him. You know what I mean? Like, because it's comparing to people that haven't played. He's being compared to people that haven't played the whole year like him.
Yeah.
So it don't mean it's not adding up. Like, their math is not adding up. But I can see for my own self that don't make sense.
Yeah
but the media, once they want to control the narrative, they'll suck a lot of people in.
Exactly. Yeah.
They killed Westbrook. They killed Westbrook. Meanwhile, Anthony Davis was up in the trainer's table every day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Hurt.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he
was. You know what I'm saying? So y'all put it all on the wrong person. Instead of just spreading all the blame around, because that's where it go. It goes to everybody that's not giving 100%, except for him. Russ give 100%, even when he's doing the turnovers and all that crazy stuff. He's trying his best.
The thing that kills me, when I hear the reporters talk, they talk so firm and so assured and with their chest when they come to Westbrook, and then they humble down and almost to a whisper when they talking about LeBron and Anthony Davis
right.
and these guys. And I'm like, hold up. Where that energy at, bro? Where that energy that you just had when you was dogging Westbrook? Where's that? Nah, bro. Nah, bro. You can't just, you know, totally. And LeBron, you know, LeBron was really trying out there. LeBron. So Westbrook wasn't trying?
Right. My point exactly.
LeBron needs that help. Westbrook doesn't need help. Come on, man. Stop putting everything on that. Exactly. Stop putting everything on that man like he's the reason your team, Lakers, suck. No. And I'm gonna be one of the first to say it. And listen, at this point, I don't care if y'all say I'm just a hater on LeBron. I don't even care. The biggest problem with that Lakers team is LeBron James. Seriously. He cannot do all he used to do. And that's just age. That comes with age. It's a natural process.
Okay, so.
We saw it happen with Magic.
I don't think that LeBron is the problem. I mean, he's part of the problem. Don't get me wrong. I don't think he's the whole problem. The problem that the Lakers are having is, who's the shooter? Who y'all shooting? Where they at? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got everybody out here, but who? What's your identity? What is the Lakers' identity? Right. Damn, exactly. Yeah. They gave up all the good players. They gave them up. So now you stuck with what you got.
And this is why I blame LeBron. The general manager,
yeah.
Jenny Buss, and everybody allowed him to put this team together. And this is the result. This is the result. I'm not necessarily blaming LeBron the player, but LeBron
right.
the general manager, he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron the general manager mm-hmm. sucks. And that's just all I'm saying.
He's just like Michael Jordan.
Yes.
They are the best at what they do, but they can't coach. They can't put a team together. They can't do that.
Who could do that to me?
What could you do when a team has a 27-point lead?
How did they get that 27-point lead? That's where you start at.
Yeah, that's
you know, the turnovers.
You got to fix that part.
They had 22 turnovers by the Lakers.
There you go. They got to learn how to take care of the ball. Somebody needs to start walking around the building with the ball in their hands, just bounce the ball all day long, just walk around with the ball. Something.
Like Kobe said,
most of these guys, they just want the check. They don't want what come with the check. They don't want to work hard for it. They don't want to do nothing. They just want to come in the practice 10 minutes before it's supposed to start. Soon practice over, they gone home. Or they at the club.
Yeah.
Or they gone to meet Susie down the street. They don't care.
Sound like Ben Simmons.
What happened about Ben Simmons?
I wouldn't put that beef on Ben Cap.
Did you see that performance last night, bro? Ben Simmons had 4 more points than you.
And fouled out. You wrong for that one.
Cap, you call me Patty. Look at Cap.
We see the Patty is catchy, y'all. We see it's catchy. Because that dog that jumped on Cap over there, man. Cap said that man had 4 more points than I did. And I ain't even dressed for the game.
Okay. You know you ain't get no points. Lord, hey,
both teams were sloppy at the free throw line. The Lakers had 76% from the free throw line, and Golden State had 73.9% from the free throw line.
Wow. Yeah, that's beyond trifling, bro. That's somebody need their tail whooped.
Check this other stat. Lakers three pointer, 10 for 40. Golden State 15 for 45. What they've been drinking before the game, yeah.
10 for 40.
We all have said that's the route the game is going. It's a three-point affair now. We've all agreed that's the route they're going. It's a three-point affair. Nobody wants to go in the paint. And as soon as I did turn a little bit of that Phillies game on, I saw Embiid out in the perimeter shooting threes, you know, and missing. And instantly turning around, running down, not even faking. Like, man, let me get down here and try to gather this rebound.
Mm-mm.
No, he didn't do that. He didn't do that at all. He just turned around. He shot it, missed, turned around and ran back down court. I said, wow.
They don't want to go in that paint.
Wow.
They don't want nothing to do with their paint. I told you, AD was on an interview, and he said, we get weighed in every year. They told me I was 6'11". I said, no, I'm not. I'm 6'10", because I don't want to go down in their paint. I said, ooh.
Mm.
You said that on national TV? Everybody heard you.
Right.
We looking at you. We can see you. We see you saying that. Stop. You too big for that. He don't want to be down in there. He want to be on the outside shooting threes and all that stuff. That's what he want to do.
All I'm gonna say to that is what my man Mr. Roper, used to say on Three's Company. Tulu Jack, 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Family. There you go.
Here she go, Lady T's right here. Come on, T.
Yes. I just need to know who's playing Lady T's pick. If you guys are playing Lady T's pick, you guys also know that I need the $5 before kickoff tonight. My Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. You guys, if you're going to play for the money, you can play just to be playing for bragging rights. That's fine. But if you want the kitty or the pot, you have to pay the $5. Okay, so I'm going to do a roll call, and I need to know who's playing. I know Betty's playing. I know Kale's playing. I know Tang's playing. I know I'm playing. Reese is playing. How about 007? Are you playing?
Yep.
Okay. How about Cap?
Yes.
Cap? Okay.
Yes.
Lou, you playing?
Lou's gone, but Big Boy is here. Big Boy, you playing?
Yeah.
Big Boy, you playing? Okay.
Yeah.
Big Boy.
Hey, what's up?
Who else playing? Is D on the phone? No.
No, Darius not on.
I'll make him put his online. I'll make him put his online.
Meemaw, you playing? Okay. Okay, babe. Good to hear your voice.
It is.
Me, my sis, she's going to play next week. Me, my sis, she's going to play next week in the grocery store.
Gotcha.
Give me your Cash App again, T.
Oh, the Cash App is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. You'll probably see Treetop there. If you see Treetop, you're in the right spot.
That's it.
You got
all
got
right,
that?
Here we go.
All right,
so we got everybody, right? Cap says yes. 007
yes.
says yes. Tank says
yep.
yes. Oh, Reese,
yep.
I'm sorry. Reese Cup. You with us, Reese Cup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And Big Boy.
And I got Betty
okay.
on the line.
Okay, and my Betty online. All right, let's go. Let's run it.
All right, guys. We only got 3 division games this week, guys. 3 division games because, you know, the bye week has already started. So week 7, here we go. And, again, congratulations to Darius for week 6. Saints versus the Cardinals, you guys. Saints versus the Cardinals. Reese, start us off, Reese.
Thanks.
Going with the Cardinals.
Come on, Cap.
Cardinals.
Come on, big boy.
Cardinals.
007.
Cardinals.
Betty said Saint. I'm going Cardinals. Because they are at home, Kale.
I'm going to Cardinals.
All right, guys, this is a division game. This is a division game, guys. Browns versus the Ravens. This game will be played in Baltimore. This game will be played in Baltimore, you guys. I'm taking Ravens. They better not lose at home. Come on, Betty. What you got? Ravens, baby. Come on, 007.
Who was it again?
Ravens
or the Browns? Ravens at home.
I'm going with the Browns. They all, yeah, Browns.
Come on, Cap.
Yeah. Going with the home team, must win.
Come on, big boy.
Oh, the Browns.
Come on, Uncle.
I'm going with the Ravens.
Tang.
I'm going with the Ravens.
Reese.
Ravens.
I don't know if y'all heard me say I said Ravens first. And, of course, y'all know Betty said Ravens, baby. Bucks versus the Panthers. This is another division game, you guys, and it's being played in North Carolina. North Carolina, Bucks versus the Panthers. Come on, Kale, start us off.
I'm going to go with the Bucks.
Okay. Come on, Cap.
Another must-win Bucks.
I'm ready to lose.
Come on, big boy.
Bucks.
007.
I'm going with the Panthers for the upset.
That would be an upset. Betty says Bucks, but would it? Come on, Tang.
Cap Bucks.
Reed.
Yeah.
I'm going Bucks. All right, you guys. Falcons versus the Bengals. Falcons versus the Bengals. Come on, Tang, start us off. Falcons, Bengals.
Cincinnati.
Come on, Reese.
Bengals.
K.
Kale?
I'm going Bengals.
Ty?
I'm going to Falcons for the upset.
Big boy.
Yeah, I'm going Falcons for the upset.
Betty says Bengals. Who's the Falcons? Who that called? Marcus Mariota, ain't he? Yeah. I'm going to take the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 007, what you taking?
I'm taking the Bengals.
You taking who? Bengals?
Bengals. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I'm going Falcons. I wrote it in the wrong spot. Okay, guys. Lions versus the Cowboys. So start us out, big boy. Lions, Cowboys. We playing in Texas.
Cowboys.
What?
Hush, Kim.
I'm Cowboys. I'm trying West.
I know that's right.
Y'all know where my heart at.
I know that's right. Come on, 007. Oh, my God. That was
fun.
The Lions.
Okay, I'm going to
Betty says Cowboys. That's a first. Come on, Ray.
The Cowboys.
Hey. You know who I'm going with. Hey, Tree. Reese need a cot in the corner over there with you. All right?
I ain't calling your name because I already put you down,
babe. Cowboys. Y'all know Reese trying to win. And 007, you ain't going to never win, man. You don't even want to pick the Cowboys. You'll never win on that.
All right, guys. All right, guys. Here we go. Oh, man, y'all making my stomach hurt. Giants versus the Jags. And I guess that's a good thing. Giants versus the Jets, you guys. Come on, big boy. Call us out.
Giants.
All right, come on, Cap. Giants and Jets.
Well, I got to go with the Giants.
007.
Come on, Jaguars.
All right, come on, what Betty says. You ain't nothing yet. All right. Come on, Bree.
Giants.
Come on, Chang.
Jaguars.
Come on, Kale.
Giants. Reese, mute your phone, please. Giants.
Betty is going Giants. And I'm going Giants. All right, you guys. Let's go to the next one. And Packers versus the Washington football team, newly called Commanders. Let's go there. And this game is being played in Maryland. Packers versus Washington. Come on, Reed, start us out.
All type of shots, yeah.
Washington.
Hey, bro, I feel she was petty. If you didn't say nothing, I wouldn't have said this, but I knew it. She petty.
All kinds of stuff. This game is played in Maryland. We know where the damn stadium is. Come on.
We're going to address that when I finish. Come on, big boy.
Washington, my quarterback play.
Oh, man.
Come on, Cap. Mom, the cat. Packers, okay.
Yeah, Packers.
Both of y'all saying Packers? Okay. Betty says Washington.
There you go, Mom.
Come on, Tom.
Come on, Tank.
I'm going with the Commanders.
Kale is going with the Commanders as well. I'm just going to go ahead and put that down. And I'm going to take the Packers. No, I'm taking Washington. I just wanted to see what Kale was going to say.
You ain't got to go with
Titans. Colts versus the Titans, sir. And this is the last division game of the week. This is the last division game of the week, guys. So this game is a doozy. What say you, big boy?
I'm going to have to go with the Titans.
Okay. Cat?
I'm sorry. What's the teams again? I apologize.
Colts and Titans.
I'm going to go with the Titans.
Okay. And Betty is taking the – Betty says Titans. I'm taking the Titans. Tang, what are you taking? Tang?
Reese, mute your phone, Reese. So your name is called, mute your phone. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tang.
Colts versus the Titans. Colts versus the Titans. Thank you, Kale.
Titans.
Reese?
Titans.
Kale?
I'm going to go Colts.
Okay. Come on, 007.
Titans.
Okay. Moving right along. We got Texans versus the Raiders, you guys. Texans versus the Raiders. I think this is like a 2-4 and 1-4 team. This game is being played in Las Vegas. These are the Las Vegas Raiders, you guys. Come on, start us off, Cat.
Go with the Raiders in the wipeout.
Okay. Come on, Tank.
I'm going with the Raiders also.
Come on, Kale.
The Raiders.
Come on, Reese.
Raiders.
Betty says Raiders. 007.
Titans. I'm the Texans.
Big boy.
You raise it.
I'm going Texans. All right, Jets versus the Broncos, you guys. Jets versus the Broncos. Ah, man, this is another two. Well, the Jets are like, what, 5-1, 4-1, 4-2? Broncos like 2-4, I think. So y'all can do y'all math while I'm doing this. Come on, big boy, start us out.
Jets.
You said Jets? Okay.
Yeah.
Come on,
Ree. The Jets.
I know that's right.
I know that's right. Come on, Tang.
The Jets. Jets going to get a sweep this week. Let's go.
Come on. Yeah, because I'm going Jets as well. Come on, Kale.
Jets.
First week. All right, let me see who Betty says Jet. Okay, oh, here we go. 007 going to tear us up. Come on, 007. Jets, Broncos.
Broncos at home.
See what I'm saying? But you know what? Broncos might win this game. Broncos might win this game right here. Come on, Cat.
Broncos.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be the only two that win. We're going to be looking like two dummies. Chiefs versus the 49ers, you guys. Chiefs versus the 49ers, and we are at home.
We are playing this game at home. Let me go ahead and scratch my little 49ers in real quick. I ain't even got to call my name. So let me go ahead and write that in. Come on, big boy. Follow up with Chiefs versus the 49ers.
Chiefs.
All right. Come on, Cap.
Where's the game at? I'm sorry.
San Francisco, Santa Clara.
Jimmy G versus Pat Mahomes. I'm going to go with Pat Mahomes because they just lost, so they got to get this one. KC.
Just tell me what you need, sir. Come on, double
seven. I'm going 49ers.
Okay. Betty says Chiefs. Hey, Mo. All right. Reese, what say you, young lady?
Chiefs.
Come on, Tank.
49ers.
Come on, Kale.
Chiefs.
Let's do it. All right, you guys. We almost done, and we got plenty enough time to go on back to talk about all these little sly comments y'all was talking. Hawks versus the Chargers. Hawks versus the Chargers. This game is in L.A. as well. L.A., y'all, L.A. Chargers. Ain't that, yeah, they're the L.A. Chargers.
Yeah.
Let's see. Come on, Tang. Start us off.
You said the L.A. Chargers and who?
Seattle Seahawks.
She said Gino.
Hey, I don't know two of them. I should have said DJ DK Metcalf. I do know him. I don't know a whole bunch of players on their team no more. Reese, what say you, young lady?
Seahawks.
Kale.
Come on with the Chargers.
Cat.
Chargers.
Big boy.
Chargers.
Benny says Chargers. 007.
Let's go, Gino. See y'all.
I can't with him.
I touched him.
I'm going to charge. The Chargers at home. All right, you guys. Steelers versus the Dolphins. This game is in Miami. I think two are still out. Steelers versus the Dolphins. You guys. Come on, Kim. Start us off.
I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Betty says Dolphins. Come on, 007.
Dolphins.
Cap.
Let's go with the Dolphins.
Big boy. Big boy.
Big boy.
He gone?
Nah, he's still here. Big boy.
Your phone on mute.
Yeah, your phone on mute, man. Where'd you next?
I get the rest of them from. I send them a text.
Hey, I probably missed you.
Oh, there you go. What say you, Steelers, Dolphins?
Dolphins.
Dolphins. Tang. Steelers, Dolphins.
Tua not going to be there? He's still not there?
Nah.
I'm going with the Steelers. I'm going with Pittsburgh.
Come on, Reed.
The Steelers.
I'm going Steelers as well, even though Miami is at home. Last and final game, This is the Monday night game. Y'all know how I go. I need a score to go with it. So think about it. I'll be to you momentarily. So Bears versus the Patriots. Bears versus the Patriots, you guys. Betty went first. She jumped out there. Patriots. She said Patriots. And she's going 24-17. You guys, 24-17. Big boy, what say you? Big boy. Come on, Cap.
The Patriots and who?
Bears.
The Bears.
Oh, Patriots, for sure. Zappy.
What's the score?
What score?
19-12.
Hey, guys, listen. This is the Monday night game. I need a score with your pick. I need a score with the pick. Come on, 007.
Yeah. I'm multitasking. Sorry.
Patriots.
It's okay, Pat Cap. You said Patriots?
Picking the Patriots.
The score?
Oh, 45-10.
Oh, all right, Reese.
The Patriots, 35-21.
45-10.
I got you. Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Patriots. Mama, that was a good score. I'm going to go 23-13.
Okay. Come on, Kale.
I'm going Patriots 20-14.
I knew I should have went before you. I'm going Patriots as well. And I'm going 21-17. I'm going 21-17. Big boy, you there? Big boy. All right, Kale. Now, there's another one. I ain't get the pick or the score. I need the pick and the score from him when you get a chance before 7:30. I need it before 7:30. All right. Hey, guys, that concludes Lady T's pick. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're going to pay some bills. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Make me leave me with my foot in your be cool. And don't worry about time ripping. What I'm picking, what I'm flipping. This is what I do. I'm left a vessel. I'm out there crescent ass. It's a full grown German shepherd. You better keep step. They don't mess with me. And they down. Y'all can't catch me. And they wild. Pay yourself. Fix it. Throw that. My product for my bunapas and down for my bubble. You think I'm tricking? Well, I ain't tripping. I'm buying if you got nice curves for your iceberg.
Make you do something to me. Thank you, fans. Watch yourself. Trey, you had a problem with some things said.
Yeah. I was saying, y'all was calling me Patty, and all I was doing was telling people where the games was being played at. And y'all was like, he taking shots. He being Patty. Y'all playing
you
murder,
said,
correct?
You said, if I'm not mistaken, you said
the team that
changed his name to Commanders, but they the Washington football team and they playing in Maryland. Ain't that what you said? Ain't that what you said?
Hey.
I'll pick the Commanders, by the way, if you ain't get it.
Boy.
boy, 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 boy.
Thank you. I'm taking that over. Thank you.
You picked Green Bay, man.
He sure did. Mm-mm. He sure did.
Yeah. You picked Green Bay because I was like,
I just went to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I was,
do you
like, want
to change it to Washington?
No, it went on something. I ain't saying Green Bay. I ain't even say nothing.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute.
You know we can play this tape back now, 007.
Yeah.
Play it.
Okay.
Yeah,
007.
Okay, I take Green Bay then. I take Green Bay then. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, man,
do you want to pick Washington, sir?
No, I keep Green Bay. I just don't remember.
because he got high.
He
was going to pick the Washington football team, but he got high.
Yes.
Sorry about that, y'all.
I don't know, but if you want to change your pick, sir, you are more than welcome to change your pick.
No, I'm
going. Like.
Hey, look, ain't nothing wrong with the green.
I don't care
Green Bay.
Nothing,
I think.
All right, hey, can I just change my score?
Yeah.
I just want to change to 23-20. I can't resist, y'all. But back to the actual factual here. Trey, we don't need you to give our team history along with, you know, where we playing, you know. Hey, look, none of y'all catch this.
I apologize. But
I'm trying to tell y'all. Tank caught it. That's why Tank said, bruh, I was going to say something if you didn't. Because Tank caught it, too. They used to be another name changed to the Commanders, the Washington football team, playing in Landover, man.
How you say that, though?
What'd you say?
Maryland.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No, you said Maryland. You said Maryland. Oh, my goodness.
You put me off guard. Wait.
You said Maryland. But look, on another subject, Kane, what's up with your owner trying to bully Robert Kraft, man? Roger Goodell's pay,
man.
What do you
do?
You know?
Well, hold on. What happened again?
Robert Kraft and Jerry Jones got into it, a shoving match at this Tuesday's meeting over Roger Goodell's pay. You know, Roger Goodell clears $30 million as the commissioner of the NFL. Well, your boy taking a little issue with that. Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, like, why do we need to give him more money? What does he do for real?
Right.
It ain't really been no issues that he's had to get out front of and speak on behalf of the owners. You know, why do we have to give this man enough more than $30? I mean, $30 million, and Robert Kraft was of the, man, we're going to pay this dude. We're going to look out for this dude. And it got to the point where them Bammers was shoving and pushing on each other, man. Well, what's all that about?
Stop.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you now, man. Oh, nah, I'm going to tell you the same thing I said where all that shoving and swinging got going on in Golden State. It was about the money. He started messing with Jerry Jones' money. So Jerry was like, oh, y'all stepping on my toes now. I'm getting in my pocket.
I know, that's right.
That's all it stemmed from, man. Ain't no other reason for that man to get upset with that man. Because he's getting extra money.
Yeah.
I don't know why Jerry Jones. I don't know why Jerry Jones crying. He done sued the NFL. You remember back in the day when he said he still got that money from when he sued the NFL. He got something like $100-something million off of them peoples, man. He need to start even worrying about craft money. He got money.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I say congratulations.
But I'm with him. I'm with Jerry Jones. He don't need no. What do we do? He don't need no more money.
Everybody gets a raise.
If y'all don't
We might not know what he did, but he might have did something for somebody in there where they felt like they had to get a raise the same way Jerry Jones was getting hit.
Well, hey, we know with Robert Kraft, how did that massage parlor story disappear like it did? Okay? We know with Robert Kraft, it was some issues on some issues that had to be dealt with. And Roger Goodell was the one that dealt with him on behalf of Mr. Kraft. So
well, he's paying him.
Jerry just hasn't had anything like that. Well, I take that back. The one issue that Jerry Jones had got swept under the rug so fast, and the person was paid out. The person was paid out, so it wasn't a need for Roger Goodell to get involved.
Hey. See, Jerry probably saying, I handle my own. You should handle your own. Why are you involving everybody else? If you want to pay that man to take money for taking care of your stuff and swiping it under the grub, then go ahead. Do that, bro. Why are you trying to get everybody else involved? I done took care of my own problem. I ain't calling nobody for no help.
Take care of your own business, huh?
Yeah,
handle
take
your
care of your
business.
Own house.
And to be honest, I can't even be mad at that. For real. I can't even be mad at that. But I am going to stick by everybody get a increase on their job, man. Everybody gets an increase. One of the truest songs I've ever heard, Bad Boy, Puffy, and Biggie, and them, more money, more problems. So that 30 million probably runs out quicker than any of us would believe. You know?
But it gotta be a max out point at some point, Kale. It gotta be a max point. Like, you know, most jobs, there's a max out point.
I agree.
Maybe he's there and Jerry like, hey dog, you there. You at the max point. It's nowhere else we can what? Because if we give you a raise and go with something, you got, I mean, what? What are we going to put you on top of the building? I ain't getting it. He might be at his max point. And Jerry's like, I ain't doing no more. I'm done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every job got one.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. Is it just me or is it like we can kind of sort of feel the NFL changing with the owners and everything that's going on, like Dan and his nonsense and Cadell and you know Jerry Jones and Robert Kraft? It just seems like to me, the NFL feels different. Does anybody else feel that?
It feels like flag football.
Football don't have anything to do with
it. If it's the same feeling that I'm talking about, it just seemed like all the teams are playing very well, and you just don't know who might make it to the Super Bowl. That's what it felt like to me. Like, everybody's competitive. You know,
Roger
even the teams that might only have two,
listen, y'all,
they're still in the race.
Roger Goodell makes $53.9 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
He made that in 2 years. The commission, Rob Adam Silver for the MLB and Rob Manfred, they make
$10 million, and the other one makes $17.5. Okay. Y'all don't see nothing wrong with that? Picture.
$63 million
for 2 years,
that's
man.
What happens. The attendance of New England was number one for like 10 years straight for one. They sold out every game.
I can believe that. He is far and away
the highest paid commissioner of any of the four major North American sports in history. That's what it says.
Yeah, because just think about the revenue he got on all the merchandise that was sold too. So yeah, and you know everybody they're a wide team too. Places everywhere. Real quick, y'all. Hate to change lanes real quick. But Big Boy is back.
Yeah.
Big Boy is back on the call. Big Boy.
Good job, Keith. Good job.
Yeah, my bad. Okay. I had to answer something real quick.
I got
the Patriots 21-17.
Hold on, Raymond. You said what? 21-17?
21-17.
You gotta pick something else. I already picked 21-17.
All right, 20-17.
You said 2017?
Yes.
2017, gotcha.
See, That's that twin crap. Because my number is 2014.
Yep, if you pick 2014.
That's that twin crap.
Well, me and him, y'all twins for real, but me and him, we was identical twins because he picked 21-17, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely picked 21-17.
I must be the big little sister.
The big little sister. Oh man.
I love y'all.
I didn't know Roger Goodell made that much money, man. And that's over a 2 year period.
It's over earned for the. It's a 63.9 million earned for the 2019-20 and 2021 seasons. Three seasons he made that.
Okay, so that's like that averages out to like 20 and a half. Each season, if it's three seasons, 19, 20, 21, it averages all about 20. Okay, and you said the commissioners of the other league were 10 million, point blank. Wow.
Point blank, just 10.
Well,
that's a big difference.
But Rob is the commissioner of a league that is valued more than, I mean, we think about it this way.
No, they say baseball is more. They say baseball is more.
Team-wise?
I don't know.
Baseball salary is more, yes. But team-wise, as far as individual team earnings and prices, I think the football outdoes baseball. You know what I mean? Because Dallas is noted as it's, correct me if I'm wrong, Tank, but y'all the number one team in sports, right? As far as y'all financial earnings and capacity. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And Washington is number three. So you're talking about the number one. And Kraft is up there. Kraft is like four, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about three teams within the top five of earnings. Three teams in the top five of earnings in one league. In one league. So, Jerry, you got to give up a little bit of that play, man. You got to give up a little bit.
That's right.
It's just,
that's
yeah,
what
that's,
it is.
It's just what it is.
Now, Craig's
just what
give
it
up.
Is.
No,
now,
Craig
ain't
giving
it up
to the media because Craig is the one that was getting the money, right?
Yeah.
No, Craig.
Yeah.
Craig, but Craig is the one that wanted to pay. He wanted to give the increase. Jerry Jones
was
the one that was like, nah.
I know he did.
Mm-hmm.
I know he did.
Jerry Jones was the one. Jerry Jones was the one that was like, nah, that Bama making enough.
Exactly.
He doesn't pay him no more. He
and I'm with
pay him.
Him
no more.
Yeah, because like
Jerry,
I said, 63, that's a lot.
Jerry being petty. Now he in that man's pocket, man. Ain't no reason for you to be counting
right.
Man, Mike Lamb.
Right, yeah. That is,
being
that
petty.
Is a rule. That's a rule of life, man. You don't count nobody
exactly.
Else's money, man.
You
don't count nobody
else's money. You do when they ask you to help. You do when they ask you to put your money out on the line. You're like, no, hold on, wait a minute.
No.
See, but
nobody
see, he's doing it. He doing that out of the kindness of his heart. Because, see, he know he going to
yeah.
Get some, he know he get some perks at the end of that. That's why Jerry
exactly.
Be doing it. So if you're doing that, you can't get mad about that you, just because you didn't
right.
Already mess your money in some type of way. You
mm-hmm.
Know,
and
just do that.
And Roger Goodell is just for the record, he isn't asking for anything. He isn't. It's the owners' meeting, and this was one of the topics that came up. His
you know why it came
and,
up,
and his value. Why?
You know why it came up? Okay, let me tell you why it came up. Because Kraft and Goodell already had a sidebar joint. Hey man, look, I done helped you out this situation. I took my neck out there. I need you to tell them people I need that money. And you be the first one to say, I'm willing to get the money. And that's how he's going to get the ball rolling. That was a sidebar conversation. So now Kraft got to bring it back to everybody else. Hey, y'all, let's get this man some more money. Come on, y'all, help out. No, you do it. You agree. You do it, sir. That's how that went.
Yeah.
Of course he's not going to come right out and ask for the money. No, he's not going to do that. Who's doing that? No. The sidebar conversation that took place.
Well, all of this making me think Dan Snyder was right on point when he said all
hey,
these famous teams.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
That's why I
said
he too got that. He got that notebook.
Earlier, I was going to say that when I was getting ready to say, man, I'm telling you, that's why all them should just lay back off of Snyder before all them
uh-huh.
Be in trouble and the whole NFL be so nasty, man.
I'm yeah,
telling
it's
going to
get ugly.
It's going to
get ugly.
Yes.
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 Get ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you think
yeah.
You think they threw, what's his name from the Raiders? You think they threw him under the bus by letting them little teeny bit of little emails leak? That was nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait till they really let the cat out the bag.
He got all the big jokers right now, man.
Yes, he
all
do,
of them.
Yes, he
like
do.
Y'all trying to attack me, trying to mess up my money. I'm going to mess up all
mm-hmm.
Y'all money.
It won't be no
all
NFL.
Y'all, every dollar y'all getting, I'm about to mess that. Hey, Slim. Daniel Snyder, you messing with billionaires. I know
right
you
now.
Are one. I know you are a billionaire, but you mess around with billionaires, bruh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They mess around and find your yacht somewhere driving itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Leave that thing alone, man. Leave that thing alone, man.
All the way up to watch the Redskins, like you said. If you like to love the Redskins, like you said, you will leave it alone.
Yeah, if you
gotta leave it alone
yeah.
Because he didn't already told his lawyers, y'all. The man ain't dumb, y'all know that. He didn't already put it in his people, y'all know. Something happened to me, leak everything out. Believe that.
It's already done.
Yeah.
They're not gonna mess with that man, but they're not gonna mess with that man because they know it's definitely gonna fall apart, man. Cause he
too many copies of whatever he got. It's too many copies.
Exactly. He didn't already make copies, just like you said. He didn't. The lawyer got copies. Whoever his wife got copies. In case the lawyer don't do his job.
Yeah.
It's going to come out. I'm telling you. Just got to leave him alone and let him deal with his team.
Yeah.
And hopefully.
Let that man have a team running halfway he wants to. I mean, I'm sorry about people who don't agree with what he's doing, but it's his team. He can do whatever he wants to.
Well, he can do whatever he wants to do within limits. You know, even though it's his team, it's still statutes among that. You know what I mean? And there's still a limit to what can be done. They are the owners of their own team, but there are written rules in place that they have to follow. You know what I mean?
But see, bro, but that goes to show, right? That's why we're having this conversation, because Dan didn't follow the rules, and he know them
Thank
other
you.
Jokers ain't follow the rules.
And that's right. Now, ain't nobody following them.
Ain't nobody following the rules.
Yep. And that's what leaves the door open for foolishness, because ain't nobody following the rules, and ain't nobody there to hold their feet to the fire to say, hey, man, don't do that. Hey, girl, don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do it. But ain't nobody there policing the police, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all over the place.
That's probably why some of these players do what they do. They know. We just know this little tidbit right here. Just imagine
right.
what they know. Come on, man.
Right.
They know stuff.
He just flapping that locker room.
You know, we'll be like, oh, my gracious, are you serious?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. True that.
Like Vernon, like I don't mean to switch the subject, but Vernon Davis' brother, he on the field. I quit. He done.
At halftime.
That's how I know it got to be a lot of foolishness going on back there. Because who walking away from all
wow.
this money? Who doing
Antonio
that?
Brown.
Some people miss who can't take it.
Exactly.
And it's good for them to walk away. He's doing good now. But, you know, hey, he walked away at halftime. Like, I'm done. Bye-bye. Out.
Exactly.
And just like you just said, big bro, Antonio Brown, you see, they just let that go because they knew. They were like, man, we ain't going to mess with him because he's going to let everything out. Keep on messing with him. You know he'll find
him. Yeah,
right? They left him alone.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's poking
the bear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if a team pick him up, he'll be right back out there.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm.
Yes, Tom.
I think he done got that Kaepernick wink wink blackball. You know what I mean?
And I can believe it. Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's a doggone shame. It's a doggone shame the way when we think about football and where it has come from, how far it has come to what we know it to be today. It's just amazing to me. It is amazing to me how things are swept under the rug or put in and out of our knowledge, you know. And this one did the same thing that one did, but because that one has this status, it'll just be, I don't want to say ignored, but it won't have as much attention put on it, placed on it, or paid to it that it does
mm-hmm.
for that other player. And that's just not right to me. That's just not
yeah.
right to me. If it's a story with Antonio Brown, it's a story with Roger Goodell. If it's a story, and people, you know, my cousin was like, when we talked about it, he was like, well, this person is no longer in the league. He's retired. So that Brett Favre story. So that's why it isn't that big of a deal. But I'm like, so was Shannon Sharp. I mean, not Shannon Sharp. The other guy, big guy, defensive end that played for San Francisco. What is his name, Tariq? Hall of Famer. Tampa Bay. I'm sorry. He played for Tampa Bay. Warren Sapp. You know, when Warren Sapp got in trouble, that joint was headline news everywhere.
They drug him.
And Warren Sapp lost all type of endorsements and speaking arrangements and everything of this nature because of that. But Brett Favre, the only reason we know what's going on with Brett Favre is if we actually Google it or YouTube it. You know, it's not right. It's not right to me. It is not right to me. And y'all tell me what's worse. A man spending money for his comfort. He's not beating these women. He's not taking from these women. He's not raping these women. The man that has been found guilty of stealing millions of dollars from underprivileged individuals. Which story is worse?
Right.
To me, it's the dude stealing the money. I'm not tripping off of a guy. Hell, when I was in Germany, that's how I got by. That's how the hell I got through. Going to the red light district, paying for what I needed. You know what I mean? So was I wrong? That wrong on my part? No. No, because number one, over in Germany, prostitution is legal. It's legal.
Wait a minute.
You walk by a car or a window with a red light in it, you can do whatever you need to do. You hear me? As long as you're not beating on nobody, hurting, causing physical damage to anyone, you can do what you want to do. You can do what you want to do. And they don't call it the oldest profession. For nothing.
Right.
I'm going to leave that alone. But, yeah.
I was going to say, okay. If you say so. And on that note, you guys, y'all know we love y'all. Y'all know it. So don't even question it. But it's that time, you guys. It's that time. Kayla Ms. T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kayla's Corner. We love you guys so very much. I promise you guys. Kayla Ms. T, we also would like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Kayla Ms. T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Again, the number is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kayla's Corner on Instagram at Kayla's Corner and Facebook at Kayla's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKayla McClain. We will be right back here on Tuesday, guys. Don't forget. I love you, love you, love you. Everybody be safe and tell somebody you love them. Kayla?
That's right. And if you ain't showing them you love them, you ain't telling them you love them. Yeah. Real talk. If you're not showing them you love them, you ain't telling them you love them. God willing, we're going to get back up with y'all on Tuesday, 5 p.m. Let's go. Go All-Stars. I want to thank y'all. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's appropriate. We'll get up with you.
Yeah.
Say what now? Yeah. I wanna thank you.
Yeah. We like to thank you. Uptown, we like to thank